Hochnissen, Dalle de Chalamoid, Haboche Leze Kirsch, Haseba, Talmud Lifnei Rabbi.
Haseba is Talmud Lifnei Rabbi. But the Talmud leans in front of his Rebbe.
Oh, excuse
me. Tomorrow I'm Sochim, Daf. Ches has a Shaila. Iboilu, Talmud Eitzel Rabbi Imai. Tomorrow has a Shaila where the Talmud has to lean in front of his Rebbe. Robin's Tosha Ma Abaya says when we were in the house of Ma, we used to lean on each other's laps. Oh, he has seen on the Rebbe Yosef. When he got to the house of Rebbe Yosef, Om Alon, he told us, Leitzichus, you don't need to lean on, you don't need to lean, because Moye Raboch Kemoye Shemaim. The fear of your Rebbe has to be like the fear of Shemaim, and therefore you don't need to lean. The Gemara goes on and asks, Meisvei, Imakoil, or the Meisiv, whoever you're sitting with, you can lean. But Filu Talmud, it's a Rebbe, even a Talmud by his Rebbe. So therefore we see that Talmud in front of his Rebbe does have to lean. So answers the Gemara, Kitani Ahi B'shula Denagra. When do we say that he has to lean? That's talking about, Rashi says, Talmidei Shanagra Shmalam De'umnas, he's teaching them a profession, he's teaching them a job, then he has to lean. So it comes out the Gemara L'maskona, the end of the Gemara says that a Talmud in front of his Rebbe doesn't have to lean. Why? Because Mori Rabbach Kemer Shemaim. But if you're teaching, if it's only a Rebbe, it's only a teacher, it's not a Rebbe in Torah, then you have to lean. The question is, there's two types of rabbis. There's a Rabbi Muvik and there's a Rabbi Sheira Muvik. Rabbi Muvik is, you learn the Rav Torah, most of all the Torah you know, you learn from him. And Rabbi Sheira Muvik is, you only learn something from him. Actually, even though it's Achas, but you learn something from him, that's Rabbi Sheira Muvik. So the question is, when this Gemara discusses a time of a Rabbi where they ask to lean or doesn't have to lean, are we talking about a Rabbi Muvik or are we talking about a Rabbi Sheira Muvik? So the Rosh says, must be, this Gemara is also talking about a Rabbi Sheinu Muvik, even a Rabbi who is not his main Rebbe. Why? Because the Gemara asked Akash on Rabbi Yosef who said, you don't have to lean, from a Braisa that says, in front of everyone you have to lean. What did the Gemara answer? Must be the Braisa is talking about your Rebbe who is not your Rebbe, your proper Rebbe, he's only your teacher. Why did the Gemara answer, much better answer? It's talking about your Rebbe who is not a Rabbi Muvik. About the obviously, it's talking about your Rebbe who taught you some Torah. No, but it's not your Rabbi Muvik, it's your Rabbi Sheinu Muvik. And that's why you have to lean. But in front of your Rabbi Muvik, you have to lean. Must be that even both your Rabbi Muvik, both your Rabbi Sheinu Muvik, you don't have to lean. But if it's not your Rabbi who taught you Torah, it's only your teacher, you do have to lean. This sack of the Rosh is Bola Lochin, Shulchan Aruch, Nerechaim, Tovayin, Gimel. That both your Rabbi Muvik, both your Rabbi Sheinu Muvik, you don't have to lean. But the question is, when the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the chiyuvim you have to your Rebbe, how you have to behave in front of your Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, lists out a whole load of things. One of the things is, Lo Yosef, you're not allowed to lean, even during the week, whenever, you're not allowed to lean in front of your Rebbe, you have to sit upright, you're not allowed to lean. Carries on the Shulchan Aruch, says the Gaon, what's the Mekoy of the Mechaber, that in front of your Rebbe you're not allowed to lean? The Mekoy is this Gemara, because we've seen this Gemara. The Gemara says, in front of your Rebbe you don't lean, because Moyer Rabbach Kemoyer Shemaim. So this is the Mekoy that you don't have to lean. So therefore, that's the Mekoy of the Mechaber, that you're not allowed to lean in front of your Rebbe. Carries on the Mechaber, and he says, when are we talking about all these halachas that you have to respect him, you have to have covered for him, is only by your Rabbi Muvik? By your Rabbi She'enu Muvik, you don't. That's like Tosfos says, Baba Kamad of Mem Aleph, that the two psukim, there's a pasuk of Nesei V'Tolkim, and Ezal Shem Alekech Otiro. Ezal Shem Alekech Otiro tells me there's a Chiv Moiro, that you have to fear of your Rebbe. That's only talking about Talmud, Rabbi Muvik. But the other pasuk, Badat Nezokin, which only tells me the Gemara discussing, that you only have to do certain things, not so much, that's talking about Rabbi Sheinu Muvik. And the whole Chiv to have fear of him is only by Rabbi Muvik. But Rabbi Sheinu Muvik, there's no Chiv. So the question is, L'chore, it's a stira. The Gemara said, why does a rabbi in front, a Talmud in front of his Rebbe not lean? Because Mori Rabbach Kemer Shemaim, and he has the fear of his Rebbe. And Shutoi, the Rosh Shed, and Azaz, passing the Shulchan Aruch, that's talking about both Rabbi Muvik, both Rabbi Sheinu Muvik. But when the Mechaber comes and talks about the halachas of Chovis Moira, he says it's only by Rabbi Muvik and not by Rabbi Sheinu Muvik. Same stira, L'chore in the Rambam. The Rambam clearly makes a chilek between Rabbi Muvik and Rabbi Sheinu Muvik when what the human mind describes is Marich. Pshat in the Rambam, that there's a difference, there's two different sukkim, and all the halachas only by Rabbi Muvik. When he comes to Hilchos Pesach, where there's a chiyuv to lean in front of your Rebbe, he only talks about Rabbi Sheinu Muvik. And Chayyim the Rosh brings around, Chayyim it's a steer, what's going on? So to understand this, we have to understand, what did the Gemara mean? The Gemara said, you don't have to lean. Rabbi Yosef said, you don't have to lean. Why? Because Moir Rabbach, Kemoir Shemaim. Chayyim, we have to understand, why did the Gemara say, Moir Rabbach, Kemoir Shemaim? Why did the Gemara say, Es Hashem Alekechotiro? There's a Chiyuv Moir. Why did the Gemara have to discuss Moir Rabbach, Kemoir Shemaim? Why did the answer, Shvei On? There's a Chiyuv, Es Hashem Alekechotiro. Second, what's the whole shayla? We know there's a chiyuv meira. Well, the shayla of the Gemara is whether leaning goes b'chalal chiyuv meira. So if you look at the shilta speaks out what the shayla is haGemara. Shilta speaks out the shayla of the Gemara is in front of it like this. The shayla of the Gemara is you have in front of you the chacham had in front of them two options. A talmud in front of his rebbe. Either they can say you have to lean. Ah, it's asa because you're not allowed to leave in front of your rebbe. So we can say, get your rebbe to be meichel you, or go eat somewhere else. They never gave you any p'tor. You have a chiyuv to lean, and you're going to have to get your rebbe to be meichel you, or go eat somewhere else. You've got no other option. Or they could say, when you're in front of your rebbe, better be mekayim choyv aziro, better don't lean, and I'm going to give you a p'tor, mitzvah and seder, k'day that there should be a kiyum of the mitzvah of fearing your rebbe. That's how he takes to the shayla. Answer said Rabbi Yosef, lo tzichasol meir rabbach k'meir shaman. You don't have to. Why do we take on the end of the day? That's the Chachamim said, better don't lean, and we'll give you a Ptah Mitzvah Seseber, because Moir Rabbach Kishmayim, it's so great that it's Kemoir Shemayim, that's like the fear of Shemayim, and therefore it's a greater mitzvah, therefore we prefer if you have a kim of that mitzvah, and you don't lean. A similar Pshat in the Gemara, Rebbeinu Menoyach, bottom of the Ram, the bringer Rebbeinu Menoyach, says a similar Pshat in the Gemara, that's what's going on here in the Gemara. To feed this Pshat in the Gemara, then it definitely comes out the reason why you don't have to lean is because Moir Rabbach Kemoir Shemayim, because of the Chiyuv Moir Es Hashem Lekechotiro. Just Moir Rabbach Kemoir Shemayim is a reason why it's better to have a kium of not leaning than going somewhere else or getting your Rebbe to be Moichel you and then you can lean. But L'chol you can say a different Pshat in the Gemara. And we'll see the She'ilt is the Shitasa why you didn't learn Azim. The Gemara before discusses a different Shaila. Isha Eina Shikha Seba. The Gemara says that Isha doesn't need to Seba. So it brings the Ashvam two pshat and why Isha doesn't need a saving. One pshat is when they aim as bailov kfufaloi. One pshat is because a woman, when she sits in front of her husband, she sits with respect, she sits in awe, and therefore she's in the feeling of bent over to him, and therefore she doesn't leave. Therefore she doesn't have to leave. We have to understand exactly what is this ptor of when they aim as bailov kfufaloi. Ashvam brings a new svarah. If you're in front of someone which you saw sit in awe and respect, and you're in the feeling of kfufaloi, you bent over to him, then you don't have to leave. Brings another pshat from the she'iltas taka. No, because it's lav derech. Women, there wasn't the way of the women to lean, and therefore the bottom one masak and they have to lean, because it says that person is not the way of them to lean. The chayyur, the first pshat of the Rashbam, and not like the she'iltas, we can use this to understand a new pshat in the Gemara. What's the shayla the Gemara where the Talmud in front of his rabbi has to lean? It's not a shayla because of the chiyuv moira, because it's a chiyuv to lean. Therefore, you're not allowed to lean. Just because my feeling in front of my Rebbe is a feeling of Eimor b'kfufo, like a Isha in front of his Bailo. There's no Chiyuv there, it's just a feeling. The feeling you have is you have a feeling of Eimor, and therefore you don't have to lean. So too, a Talmud Lifnei Raboy doesn't have to lean because he has that feeling. And because he has that feeling, he doesn't have to lean. And that was the Shailas of the Gemara, whether you have to lean or not you have to lean. On that thing, one answer, and that thing, one is poetry, because Moir Rabbach Kishmaim, you have to sit in awe and respect of your Rebbe, not because of the Chiyuv as Hashem Lekechotir, just because Moir Rabbach Kishmaim is more of the understanding, Ashkof, how great you have to sit in respect of your Rebbe, because there's such a great thing, you have to sit in respect of your Rebbe, everybody sits in the front of their Rebbe with respect, and therefore they have this p'tor like an Isha, because you sit in respect and all, therefore you don't have to leave. But the Lefi them, we can now answer the Stira. Avad of Pshat in the Gemara has nothing to do with the Choyvas here. The Choyvas here is only by Rabbi Muvig, not by Rabbi Sheinu Muvig. Like we saw before in the Machaba and the Rambam Paskins like that. But here the Gemara is talking about the Ptah of a Sefer. And there's a new Ptah which has got to do with the fact you sit in awe like an Isha in front of a Baal. Therefore, who are then even a Rabbi Sheinu Muvig? Lemaisa, the Rabbi Sheinu Muvig sits even in front of your Rabbi Sheinu Muvig, you sit in awe and respect. And therefore, you no longer have to lean. So therefore, Avada the Rosh is right that here when it comes to Hilchos leaning, that's only by Rabbi Muvig, that's both Rabbi Muvig, both Rabbi Sheinu Muvig, because there's new Svaro Kfufaloi. But the Chiyuv Moira, that's only by Rabbi Muvig. The Gaon says that the Makor of the Machaber, the Makor of the Rambam, that there's an Issa to lean in front of your Rabbi Muvig, comes from this Gemara, yes, because we see somebody who sits in awe of respect, he doesn't lean. So if there's a chiyuv to sit the yiro, of course there's an issa to lean. But not that the state done in the Gemara that it goes b'chal the issa. His state is it's a stira to sitting with respect leaning. Therefore, Mimele, if there's an issa, if there's a chiyuv, it's Hashem lekecha to be noig hilchas yiro, of course you're not allowed to lean. And if you this, we can understand a different point in the Gemara. The Gemara goes on, we cannot l'choy v'yidav medav hashtein. The Gemara says, ki tani ahi, Gemara asked the kash. The Brisa says, you have to lean in front of your Rebbe. You have to lean. The Gemara says, that's talking about your malam deichol. He's talking about your stam umnas. Question, why do I need a chiddush of the Brisa to tell me such a chiddush that in front of your Rebbe is teaching you stam deichol? You don't have to lean. It's doch pasha, there's no chiyuv. Why shouldn't you have to lean? The Beis Yitzchak brings a shayla where the Eved lefnei Adonai has to lean. The ganze shayla where the Eved lefnei Adonai. And he tells the suit to the Talmud lefnei Rabbi. What's Eved lefnei Adonai got to do with anything? We feel what he's saying now, what state done in the Gemara is loop shot. That because you have to sit in awe, and when in front of your teacher you sit in awe and respect, therefore you're parted from leaning. I might have thought, even if he's not your teacher of Torah, even if he's Tamalam Dechoil, you don't have to lean. On that, there's a shayla chiddush in the Gemara, in the Braisa, no. That shayla Braisa, you also part. The question is, I the shiltas. And we saw the shiltas when the shiltas the whole time. The shiltas that we learned in the Gemara was got to do with the Chayvas here. Because the shiltas doesn't hold of this svara of Amos Bailev of Fufa. He learned the reason why Isha doesn't have to lean is called Stam, it's Lav Derech, it's not the Derech, therefore he doesn't have to lean. So how did he learn this? How would he learn the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush of Malam de Umnas doesn't have to lean? Does have to lean. So if you look in the shiltas taka astakash. And the shiltas says, what's the Chiddush of Malam de Umnas doesn't have to lean? So he said, no, I might have thought. Because Lamai said, as if at Isha we say it's not a derech of Isha to lean, a Talmud lefnei Rabbi is also not a derech to lean. Because a Talmud lefnei Rabbi is also not a derech to lean, I might have thought, as shleik a derech, it's not your derech, when it's not someone's derech to lean, I want to want a second and save him. And therefore I might have thought you don't have to lean. Kamash Balon, only when the person is, I'm a person who's not, it's derech is not to lean. Not on a certain matter of the derech not to lean, we don't say shleik a derech is part of from lean. So we see the Gemara goes to, Lishitasa in every nukul. Be'etzim, we have to understand. What is Takan Machloikas? We have to understand two things. What is this svara of Ne'emas Bailov with Kfufoloi, therefore you don't have to, just because you sit in awe and respect of someone, therefore you don't have to lean? And what is the reason why the Shilta is Mishkalton from them? The Shilta argues with that point. The Shilta says that we don't say such a svara. And he has to come to Shleik HaDerech. When the Shleik HaDerech won the sack. So we can understand two ways. Pasha's pshat is that because she has that feeling, because a person who sits in all respect doesn't want to lean, even when you're in a matzav of cheres, even when you want to feel free, you won't feel free. You don't want to show freedom anymore, because you want to sit in all respect. That's the feeling you have. That's the feelings you have. Therefore, the whole yisod of sitting, leaning, is to show as if you're free people. And therefore, if you're sitting in all respect, you don't want to show you're free. That's pashtus. You could maybe learn that because you don't have the feelings that one of them, you don't feel, the leaning doesn't come in. It doesn't come in. I'm not sitting in all respect. Lean doesn't come in there if we were a masak. But Pasuv Shai is that Nechid. So we have to understand now why the Shilta never held the Svara. It's a very good Svara. Even in front, even if you're feeling free, you don't want to lean. Now we can answer like this. That what's Pshat when you're sitting in all respect, you don't want to lean? Avada, the action of leaning is still a Maisa of showing Cheris. Now boss, you don't want to show Cheris in front of your Rebbe. Because that's good for, that's the respect for your Rebbe, not to show cheres in front of your Rebbe. That doesn't lose that the mice is no longer a mice of showing cheres. Of course the mice is a mice of showing cheres. Just because you don't want to show disrespect for your Rebbe, you don't show mice of cheres in front of your Rebbe. But it doesn't lose its shame of, it doesn't lose what it is. It's still an action of cheres. And if at the bottom of the sack and you have to show cheres, of course you have to lean. The question is, do we look at the actual action? Is the action an action of looking of showing cheres? Or do we look at the whole, what's going on here? If you would have been free, would you have leaned like that? If you would have been free, if you really want to be free, and you're in certain mats, and you're in front of your Rebbe, would you act like that? Wouldn't you act like that? That's what we look at. That's how Rashbam learned. If we put you in a mats, if you really want to show free, would you act like that? No, you wouldn't, because you're in front of your Rebbe. So therefore, already it's not the cheres. The Shilta learns, of course, the action, the mice is still a mice of showing cheres. Now, it's hakuf, you don't want to show cheres because you're sitting in all respect. That doesn't lose that this mice is no longer a mice of cheres anymore. Therefore, the Rabbi has to come on to noob shot him, shleik a derech, therefore, the Rabbanu won the sack. Choyer doesn't verstehen noch weit, because Choyer is good, but if he this, the Gemara brings out, the Mechama brings out a loch, If Kamen Fnei Rabbo is potter from leaning, both Rabbi Muvik, both Rabbi Sheni Muvik, Aleim Ken Yitan Rabbi Rishus. But if your Rabbi gives you Rishus, you can lean. So the question is, what does the help the Rabbi giving you Rishus? What does the Rabbi giving you Rishus? That's Tama Mechilin, you don't have a Chiv anymore. But we see even a Tama Sheni Muvik, even a Rabbi Sheni Muvik, even though there's no Chiv, still is potter from leaning. So therefore we see that the Ptah of leaning has nothing to do with the Chiv. So even if there's no Chiv, even if you're a Malikul, you should still be potter. In a case where they gave Rishus, is there a chiyuv or just no issa? Be'etzim it's a machleikus, Mishneh Berurah brings that in a case where the rabbi was moichel, there's a chiyuv, and the Shasir brings there from Meretz Geres Hazay, that when you moichel, there's a chiyuv. But if you look in the Bach, Sim Tov Ayin Gimel, look in the Beis Yosef, they all take on that even if you moichel, the stack is still a b'tor from leaning. Even if you moichel, it's still a b'tor from leaning. If the Ptah has got through the Chiyuv, therefore if you're Moichel, therefore there's no more Chiyuv, of course you have to lean, as if the Maritz Geis takes on, as if the Mishneh Berurah Paskins. But if the Ptah has got through the feelings that you're sitting in awe and respect, therefore even if you're Moichel, you're still sitting in awe and respect, so you still don't have to lean. Of Lachor, we have to be Mechiach, as the Shitza Rosh is, we want to say in the Shitza Rosh, who Paskins, both Rabbi Muvik, both Rabbi Sheinu Muvik, is both Rabbi Muvik, both Rabbi Sheinu Muvik. There's a Ptah because of the feelings. We have to make a Shitza Rosh is Taka, like we're saying, even if you're Michael, there's still no Chiv. Chayr, we can bring a Raya. Because the Rosh says, I'll bring you a Raya from this Gemara, the Ptah by both Rabbi Muvik, both Rabbi Sheinu Muvik. Because the Moas, the Kash from a Brais. We see in Makol Odom Meitzev, in front of everyone you can lean. Answers the Gemara we're talking about, Yimalam Deichol, some of you teachers, you stand on this. The Kash is, why didn't you say Pashit? It's talking about Nesinus Rishus. If the rabbi gives a shus, then you got a chiv to lean. The Braisin said there's a chiv to lean, even a talmud from the rabbi. The Gemara wants to know what's talking about. Said the Gemara is talking about, Stami taught you choil, Stami taught you umnus, why didn't say a lot of pashtet? Talking about the rabbi gave a shus, and therefore even in front of your rabbi muvuk, you have to lean when your rabbi gave you a shus. That's in the Taz Astakash. If you say that even when the rabbi gives a shus, there's still no chiv, now, of course, we can't say this price is talking about when Makoil Ode Meisiv, in front of everyone, there's a Chiv, save even your Tamar Fnei Raboy. Even if Penesir is a Shus, there's still no Chiv. So therefore, if in front of your Rabbi, even there's still no Chiv, therefore it won't help to say it's talking about Mechil. And if this he said, you can understand one more point. The big Shaila, in the Rishonim, we discussed the din of Rabbi. What is the din that, and the Gemara brings, the din of Ben Eitzel Oviv, Ben Eitzel Oviv is pot. Taka the Ashbam says, what's the svar of Ben Eitzel Oviv? It's chayev, sir. Ben Eitzel Oviv is chayev. The Ashbam says, why is Ben Eitzel chayev? The Ashbam, lay out a cough of kol kach. That's pshat. It's going with the Ashbam shitta. It's all got to do with your feeling. And now Ben Eitzel Oviv doesn't have that feeling. And therefore, he doesn't have a ptah. Question is, what's the din of Ben Eitzel Oviv? Ben, who was his rabbi, what's the aloch? Says Gepasim and Shulchan Aruch, a Ben was his rabbi, he's still mechuyev. It's his rabbi. So what pshat? There's no chiluk. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch comes from the Rosh. So the Chayyim Yanke brings from the Abad Ram, the Kolboy, they say pshat is mistoma mochel. There's mistoma mochel. There's a chiluk and mistoma mochel. Chayyidach mashteh. The Rosh can't say if Adov a Pashut. And once if he's not mochel, then there won't be a chiluk. Then there won't be a ptah. So how can you say you're potter? Because it's Mistama Machel. Okay, if you say like we're saying, it's moving. Because if the whole Ptah has got with the feeling, that you have the feeling of Kof, and therefore Sefelt and Cheirus, in front of your father, even if he's your Rebbe, you don't have that feeling. If he's your Rabbi Muvuk, you have a Chiyuv, and a Chanamah, but having a Chiyuv doesn't create a Ptah. Go eat somewhere else, get him to be Meichel you. Oh, but the Mechaba can still say Vadova Pashu, the Mechaba can still say Vadova Pashu, you're Chayiv, because you're always Chayiv. You have to get him to be Moichel. The reason why you're Chayiv is not because of the Stam of Moichel. The reason you're Chayiv is because you don't have that feeling anymore. The reason why you don't have that feeling is because it's a Ben Eitzel Oviv, and because you have, you don't have that feeling. Therefore, Sefelt Mishnei Cheres is like Vaita Maisa Cheres. Therefore, you're Chayiv, and either you have to go ask Rishus, or you have to go eat somewhere else. And Chayiv, I'll move on if you do Rosh.